why should people not panic about what you guys have shown offensively in the games?
Mainly because we haven't shown a lot. I mean, we haven't, you know, given a lot of plays, tipped our hand on a lot of things that we've shown yet. It's still pretty base stuff, but we just got to do a better job of executing. I know it's, you know, our ones and twos didn't do very well in the first half of the game, and we just got to do a better job of executing and getting the little things right, which is what we're working through.
What do you think about, too, the fact that you haven't been
doing it? I'm not sure. It's kind of a full team thing. It's everyone moving at the same pace, at the same accord in unison, and it's certain plays we've done that and certain plays we haven't. So it's everything plays a part in that. So I don't know. I can't put my hand on one specific thing, but we know we got to find it and fix it quick.
The fact that the offense is new is part of the reason for the concern from the outside. Is it the same on the inside? Do you guys feel like we need to show ourselves what we know this offense?
I think there's a little bit of sense of urgency from the inside that we just want to go out here and apply, because we do some great things on the practice field. We just have to translate that over to the game field. We can't do things faster because it's a game speed or feel like we're rushing things. We just got to settle in and play the way we play when we're on the practice field. We're making plays and doing a lot of positive things out there.
There's always been that talk that, the first couple games, you really don't game plan. Mm-hmm. You script things that you guys want to work on, and you kind of adjust to what's out there. Is there a sense that some of that has played into maybe some of your struggles, the fact that you guys are forced to adjust without really knowing what's coming from the defense?
Potentially. That could be part of it. I mean, but we still have to work our stuff through different coverages or different looks. We still have to work our technique and work on finishing and doing the little things that we know how to do right. Schematically, that'll take care of itself once we start looking at how they're playing us down the line and start making some changes that way. But we still have to, you know, get some execution things taken care of and some finishing things right that we lacked in the first part of this game.
Would playing a lot in the last game or more than accustomed to, would that be looked at as a punishment? You know, I mean, usually you know the routine of the way it goes.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I just go out here and play. Whenever I'm asked to play, I play. I don't know if it's, you know, I don't look at it as a punishment. I look at it as another opportunity to continue to get better, continue to do some good things out there.
But with that, I mean, are you looking at this, figuring this game is going to be the last big showcase for the starting offense?
I think every game, as of this point, is a showcase for us, no matter if it's the last game or the second to last. We got to go out there and show what we can do and put a better showing out there than we did in the early part of this last one.
So the urgency that the coach is talking about is felt?
Definitely. I mean, we know it. You know, offensively, we know we have to play better. We know we have to do better. We have to execute better. And we know that. And it's definitely, you know, a sense of urgency for us to get better and to show things better in the next game.
Has any of this decreased your confidence at all about this new offensive system? This is new for everybody, that by Detroit, you guys will have it down. You know, have these struggles decreased a little bit out of your mind?
Not really. I mean, there's still a way to go. We still got a ton of practices before week one in Detroit. We still got a ton of film to watch, a ton of, things to change and things to get better at that we can get better at, that we can fix. And I think it's only a matter of time before we get everything clicking. And I think we'll have it down pat and we'll get things going by week one, for sure.
You've been a guy in the preseason, obviously, when you first start now, that doesn't necessarily matter who you're playing against in the game, that if you make plays, you make plays. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. Now that you're kind of at the other end where you're a first team, when you see some of your younger guys making plays late in the game, I mean, how do you quantify that? How relative is that success versus what you guys are trying to do against other first teamers?
It's still relative to us. I mean, it's still making plays. It's still other guys that were, you know, essentially drafted or brought in because they were some type of, or the organization felt they were NFL talent and professional athletes and had some talent. So it's still ranked up there pretty high, and I think you know, what these guys have done, especially in the second half of this previous game, it shows the integrity and shows the passion that they play with, and it shows the type of character guys that we want on this football team. And I think they exemplify that, and it's you definitely, you know, quantify that to us and how they make plays, and you see it out here on the practice field. I mean, Corey Washington's made some plays out here that he's made in the game as well as Marcus Harris and Adrian Robinson. So those are guys that you see the things they're doing in practice, and it's translating over, and it's fun to see.
Understanding the urgency aside, Victor, it is the Jets, there is the rivalry, but more importantly, it's the game where you really made the roster. Is there always going to be something special about playing the Jets?
That's never going to escape me every year, huh? Every time we play them preseason, regular season,
it can.
I guess. There's always a, you know, there's always a spot there for me of memories and the game that I had against them my rookie season, and that never goes away. You know, that never goes away. That feeling's always there, and I'm sure that, you know, the Jets organization, they know it's there, so it's always going to be, you know, nostalgic for me to go play them again, and they're the home team this year again, so it's definitely going to be nostalgic, but, you know, that's all in the past. We definitely just want to keep moving forward and keep doing in the right direction, but it's always a fun memory for myself.
Just remember, it's better than a memory of a dropped touchdown.
1,000%.
Imagine they know your name now.
Just a little bit.
Not just your number.
Exactly.